She wants to be successful and do great things for this program.
And then the ultimate goal is to get that win.
Went through the battles together, and they stuck together.
Those coaches over there are doing a fantastic job.
This is the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome into the studios here and this early Saturday morning for another edition of the ASN Coaches Show. I'm Bill White here alongside Liam Davis. And we got an abbreviated show for you today because we have, if those of you who weren't listening last night, we had a weather delay for the football game that will resume at 10 a.m. this morning. And we will have coverage for you for that game later on, starting at 10 right here on WEEM. But for today, we're going to have a few coaches and players talking to us and making sure that we're keeping you informed on anything and everything Arabian Athletics. And so from this last week, we had not only the weather day last night, but we also had a few weather cancellations. But Liam, talk about what's going on first. What did boys soccer have in store for us?
So boys soccer played against the Muncie Burris on Monday last week, and they would go on to win that match 3-2.
All right.
And they traveled to Hamilton Southeastern on Thursday.
All right.
And we have not gotten the score of that game yet.
Okay. So
they are 3-0 on the year.
All right. 3-0 so far. Boys soccer team doing some good things. What about the girls volleyball team?
So they had a tournament last Saturday, and they played 4 games last Saturday, winning 2 and losing 2. They also had another match on Tuesday against Noblesville, but they would go on to lose that 3-1. Casey Warfel would go on to lead the team with 11 kills, and Carmen Horn followed that up with 10 kills. They also played against Mount Vernon on Thursday, but they also lost that one 3-1. They are now 4-5 on the year.
All right. Again, make sure that you're following along with their socials as well as ours, and check out any details pertaining to upcoming games on the PHHS Athletics site. Next up, we've got, looks like, girls soccer.
Yeah, so they had a match against Lawrence North on Monday, but they would go on to lose that 3-0. And on Wednesday, they played against Carmel, but lost 4-0. So they are 1-3 on the year now.
All right, and looking for bigger and better things from the girls' soccer team. Moving on to a sport that we kind of know a little bit more about because one of our staffers, the operations manager, Layla Reese, on it, girls' golf.
So last week on Saturday, they had the Madison County Tournament, and they would go on to finish 2nd out of 6 really good teams. They also traveled to Yorktown and Mount Vernon on Wednesday and Thursday last week.
All right. And, you know, again, make sure that you're following along with them. We're going to give you updates as they come throughout the season, but I want to wish them good luck in the coming season. We'll have all of the upcoming week's schedule later on in the show. But, again, if you want recaps of the games, matches, so on and so forth, make sure you head over to the PHHS Athletics website. Moving on now, we also got the cross country, the boys cross country team.
Yeah, so they have an Avon invite meet today at Avon. But pay attention to that because there's supposed to be bad weather today, so that could possibly get rained out.
Right.
And they also had a big meet featuring 14 other schools last Wednesday that also featured the girls' cross-country team.
And we're still waiting to get results from that?
Yeah.
All right. So, again, make sure that if you are on the cross-country team and whatnot, make sure that you're letting them know to send that information into the Athletics websites. Last but not least, the boys' tennis team.
So they had the Madison County tournament this week. So they played Elwood on Wednesday. They won that. They played Anderson on Thursday and won that. And they played LaPel on Friday, but unfortunately lost in the championship to LaPel.
All right. So, again, valiant effort there from the boys' tennis team as they just came up a little bit short to get the Madison County Championship crown. And so is that all we got from last week?
That is all.
All right. So we've got more coming up for you for the ASN Coaches Show as well as what to look forward to this upcoming week. I know it's going to be the shortened week because everybody's out and about for the Labor Day weekends. But more coming up here from the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Citizen State Bank. Personal and business loans and investing services. Located in Pendleton at 129 South Pendleton Avenue and online at mycsbin.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Detour Salon and Style. Haircuts for women, men, and children. Located at 1816 East 53rd Street, Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at DetourSalonAndStyle.com. Detour Salon and Style. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Twister Soda Bar. With two locations at State Road 67 and Angle Road across from Pendleton Heights. And 9704 West Smith Street in Yorktown. Phone number is 317-252-3454. Online at twistersodabar.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome to this segment of the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Michael Hooker. I'm joined here by one of the varsity tennis players, Owen Keene. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course, man.
All right, so getting things started here, you're going into your junior season here at Pendleton Heights for the varsity tennis team. What's kind of your expectations or goals for yourself this year?
I honestly think, I had a great season last year. There was just so much that I improved on, and I just want to get even better than that. And I won with like a 16, I went 16-5, I think, overall season, which was the best in the team. And I'm not starting too hot right now, 2-3, but I'm trying my best to keep a calm. Like, just, I'm having trouble like staying focused, but I'm trying to figure that out.
Okay, so really, are there any games that, or matches that you lost last year against someone that you're looking to really get back this year against maybe like a certain school or just a certain tennis player in general?
I lost to Mount Vernon, but I feel like I could have beaten him. And this year we faced him again, and I really wanted to beat him, but I didn't let it happen. I didn't win. Yeah. So it was kind of tough, but I can't think of any other that I would like to win.
Okay. So walk me through kind of what's your pre-match routine? Like, what kind of music do you listen to? What are you eating? Like, you know, just the basics.
It's kind of hard sometimes, like, to eat. I take, like, a medicine that makes me not want to eat sometimes. And so I know I have to eat, but I just have, like, maybe, like, one thing at lunch, maybe a pizza, just a slice of pizza. And then after, we have some time before the thing starts. So me and Jagan, we come, like, we go to, like, Speedway or Hacienda, get, like, something light, not something too strong. But I also listen to, like some rap or like R&B, just like something to get me more pumped up for the match.
Okay. What really got you into playing tennis? Like, did a certain like professional player interest you, or was it a coach or maybe even a parent?
I think it was definitely my mom and sister, because my sister played, and I started playing seventh grade, and like she was on the team in high school, and I think it was just like cool, and I wanted to play, and my mom wanted me to try it out, and I ended up not being that bad, and I just kept playing.
Okay. And I know you ran track this past year for the high school. So how does kind of running track and playing tennis, how do those correlate with each other?
I didn't do track freshman year. I did basketball, and then I was like, I'm done with sports right now. I'm just like tired. And then so the next year I decided to do track instead of basketball, and I just did it as a conditioning, kind of like to make me faster and in mm-hmm. my endurance, all that.
Okay, so that really helps you with like your foot speed on the court then. Mm-hmm. Okay, so really when looking at the team, who would you say is kind of the leader, like the biggest leader on the team when it comes to seniority, or maybe who just really helps the team when they're down?
I would definitely say it's a team effort with everyone. Everyone is really positive. Everyone's like all that. But I would say like Austin, he's a leader. He's always been a leader. He just, that guy you can just talk to and you have serious talks. But our coach, he's also really into it. He really helps us. He wants us to be the best we can be, and he's just like really inspirational, I think.
Okay. What kind of looks like a normal practice for the team? Like, what is your warm-up routine, and then how do you get into what you do on a daily basis?
Well, we start right out of school. I get out of school, and I just walk down to the courts, and I just, like, kind of, I should probably stretch, but I kind of don't really. And I just get my shoes on, just get some shorts on, and we wait for coach to come. And we usually start out with, like, hitting the ball back and forth, just, like, rallying, just getting us loose. And we would, drills, we could do, like, backhands, or we're working on, like, match play. Like, he'll send me and Austin to go play and just work for each other. Like, just work and just figure out what we need to get better on. And just, it's just, like, a lot that we do.
Okay, so what would you really say is kind of your favorite move, or like your signature move that you know when you go to it, it'll work most of the time?
I think definitely it depends on the player. Like, depends if it'll work. Because I think definitely my forehand's way better than anything else. My serve's not bad at all. Like, it throws people off with me being a lefty. But I would say my forehand, like, kind of the pace on it. But, yeah.
Okay, what really would you say makes a really good tennis player? Is it their hand-eye coordination, their speed? What really is the main factor going into a good tennis player?
I think it would definitely be your mentality, mentality plus being able to hit the ball consistently, and being able to place it where you want so you can make that person run for it, and it will just make them tired. And it'll definitely be hard to face that person if they are strong-headed, have nice ball quality, and it's just, yeah.
Okay, what would you say is one of your favorite memories from tennis in your high school career up to this point?
I think definitely last year's Richmond Invitational. Richmond hosted, like, I think maybe 8 or 12 teams, it was close the whole time, and it was like just basically a tournament. Everyone's number threes, number ones, number twos were facing against each other. It was like who get the most points. Like, I made it to the finals, and we were, I believe we were down like 2 points to win it. And if I won, we would have won the whole thing, and I ended up winning, and it was just like a great feeling. It's like we never won that. Like, we would, so.
Okay, well, what would you say is like kind of the toughest challenge the team has to face this year? Is it maybe your sectional drawing, or a team you play in the regular season?
I think it would definitely be our sectional. A sectional, we have a really good, like, Fishers and HSC. Those are some tough teams. Like, that's tough. Like, facing that against them, we faced Fishers just last year, and we did. Came up 0-5, not that great. We're trying to improve, but sectionals is pretty hard. Like, that's just like the big problem. And we're first focusing on county this year. We're going to the finals, the championship, Friday, and we're gonna try to win this year because we lost last year, and we're gonna try to bring it home.
Okay, and then last question here. What's kind of the overall team goal for the season?
I think definitely to grow, like, to build culture. Like, our coach really wants to have culture and just see us grow and see us get better and see us make us into men. He always says he wants us to be men, and he just wants us to grow and just be the best we can.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Owen. This was a great conversation to have with you. But we're going to take a short break. But when we return, another segment here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Anita's Diner, a small town restaurant located at 777 East Water Street and State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-0001.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from House of Service Heating and Air Conditioning Installation and Maintenance, located at 8711 South State Road 9 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-3838. Online at houseofservicehvac.com.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Dr. Dana Wright's Dental Studios. Dental care for children and adults in Pendleton at 113 South Heritage Way. Phone 765-221-5900. Online at drdanawright.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you to today's ASN Coaches Show. I'm Liam Davis, and today I'm joined by Austin Perney, who's a senior here at the Pendleton Ice Tennis Team. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Liam.
How's your day been today?
Not too bad. About ready to have a big match tonight, first round of county against Elwood, so we're excited to get some stuff done.
How do you think that will go tonight?
We're really confident. We have a great game plan set up. We got a great county draw, so we're just looking to play our best tennis. Not play down to any opponent, but just play strong and try to finish this out and get the double on Friday, ideally.
All right, we're going to get right into the questions here. Who got you into the game of tennis?
Ooh, so my dad got me into the game of tennis a lot. He played in high school, had a sectional title in the HHC. I just think it's an awesome sport. You know, he's definitely, it incentivizes individual, you know, it's an individual sport. So it's really cool just to have one person you can always hit with. And that's kind of what got me into the sport and grew my love for the game.
All right. Are you a singles or a doubles player?
I'm a singles player.
And like, what are you, like, number one singles?
Yeah. So I play one singles right now at Pendleton. So I love singles because, like I said, it's weird because it's a different approach even to individual sports that, you know, singles is very self-oriented. You improve yourself. You're not dependent on anyone else. And that can be a good thing or a bad thing because, you know, when you get down in the match and you're having a hard time, you don't have a partner to kind of cheer you up and hype you up. But in some cases it's good because, you know, you can isolate your variables on what you really need to work at. And, you know, it's a game within a game, and it's always been fun, worked out for me, so.
And being a senior on the tennis team, what leadership qualities do you need?
Yeah, so we have a pretty big group of guys this year. We're still pretty young. We have a lot of seniors up there, but not a lot of experience on varsity. So it's been really cool to kind of lead our guys in that sense. I really love our younger group of guys. We have such a cool team, awesome team chemistry this year, and just it's a great group of guys to just go around. It's really cool because there's no really one group of guys I prefer over another. I can, you know, you can talk, strike a conversation with freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's all the same. So I think that's a really cool aspect of leadership is just how tight we are and how a freshman can lead us in some ways that, you know, a senior can and cannot. So I think it's really cool.
So before a tennis match, do you prefer to get the team hyped or do you prefer to be by yourself and get yourself hyped?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think tennis is such a mental game that I think it's more of mental preparation as much as it is physical. So I think that you definitely have to be in the right mental space for a tennis match because obviously, like I said too, it's in singles. So, you know, if you're the only one dependent on your result. So, but I also love to be with the guys, like I said. So we have a great chemistry and rile each other up really well. Great pregame routine. Something I really like to make sure that I'm doing great. I'm feeling good, hitting good, and then hype the team up and we get ready to go play our best tennis.
And what is your go-to pregame playlist?
Ooh, that's a good question. I like to kick it old school. I like a little Frank Sinatra. So I like to kind of calm it down, maybe pump in some classical. That's what I always like to go to.
If your talents were like absolutely limitless, like you could do anything that you want, what would you want to do for a living, but you can't play tennis?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I like to be, give me a musician. I'm not very good with instruments, but I think it's always really cool. But, I think I'd strike it up in music.
I'd always want to play the piano.
That
seems really cool to play.
That'd be cool.
So if you could start your very own professional tennis team, what would the team name be and what would the colors be?
Tennis is weird because it's like, there's no, not really teams at the pro level. It's all individual. I don't know. I'd keep the green and white. I'll tell you that. For the, we'll stick with the Arabians. Rock with the Pendleton Heights.
The best team in the state,
that's
obviously.
Right.
Who is the funniest person on the tennis team?
Funniest person on the team. I'd have to go either Owen or Jagan. Always love to rile us up and get some laughter. And that's also, case back to pregame, we always like to keep it light and airy. And that kind of, it helps keep us in the right mental state. So you can always go to them for the team comedy, classes, clowns.
What college would you want to attend the most?
So I ideally want to go to Northwestern or IU. I want to go into business law. So I want to play club tennis there. They have really good programs to not play at the varsity level, but a step above, you know, intramurals. So great club teams that play in the Big Ten. So that would be a dream of mine.
Name a teammate that has a lot of potential.
Ooh, I like Dane Reddington, has a lot of potential. So he's a junior this year. He's been just grinding the offseason, working a lot. And I really see a lot of improvement in him. I could see him having a great season next year, so I'm rooting for him.
I know Dane used to play baseball, so I know he has a nice backhand.
Yeah, yes, he does. He does. He likes to strike that. He's a great athlete, and I look forward to seeing how he goes next year. Hopefully come back for a few matches.
Yeah. What makes someone good at tennis?
What makes someone good at tennis is, I think, approaching the game very analytically. Being an athlete is really good in tennis, but I think it really incentivizes you can be, doesn't matter what build, what height, and it's such a different approach to athletics, is that if you really have a good mental strength and you have good fundamentals, and that can come in such a variety of different packages. That's why it's always weird going playing, is you, whatever your opponent looks like, you don't really have a read on them. Is that you can not look like a normal athlete and still be good at tennis. So I think developing great mental strength and tennis IQ can really help you step ahead in this game, and just having great fundamentals and working through that.
So I know you're a really smart person. How do you balance schoolwork and your tennis?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. In the fall, you know, we're student athletes. We put the school first, but in the fall, obviously, it kind of switches a little bit. Tennis definitely takes a lot more priority, but I think I just try to fit in studying anytime I can. You know, on bus rides, it's like tonight we got 40-minute bus ride. Gonna get some studying done. Always make sure that the grades are there before the tennis is. So
I know there's that new community building near the interstate. How often would you go there during the off season?
Yeah, CSW has been massive in the growth of our program, and that's something, you know, 2 years ago we couldn't play in the off season, and that had massive implications on everyone else who's really jumping ahead of us in that area. We hit there almost every day in the off season, at least 3 to 5 times a week, and just to see the whole team there. You know, our coach is the head pro over there, or is the president now there at CSW. And that just is leaps and bounds on our improvement and how much we can accomplish as a team. Just because hitting the offseason is so vital, because it's not like, you know, another sport where you can play in the offseason really easily in a gym. You know, it's hard to find good tennis courts indoors in Indiana. So that has been biggest part of our improvement as a program.
So if you could play with anybody, singles or doubles, if you could play against anybody in singles at Wimbledon, who would you want to play against?
Ooh. I'd probably play against Nick Kyrgios. He's always the showman. He's been injured for the last few years, but I think that would be really fun to play against him.
And kind of the same question, who would you want to play with in doubles at Wimbledon?
I'd have to play again with probably Rafael Nadal. He had a great run at the Olympics. Seeing him play doubles with Carlos Alcaraz was so fun. So I think playing with him would be really cool. He's a great, awesome dude.
So who do you think is better, Rafael Nadal or Djokovic?
Ooh, see, I want to say Rafa so bad. I'm a big Rafa guy myself and not a big Djokovic fan, but I think the stats don't lie. I think I had to go Djokovic as a GOAT debate now, especially after what he's done recently in the last few years, and I think he's going to have a great U.S. Open run this year. With Rafa out, it's going to be hard to see, but I think I'd have to take Djokovic all time. I don't want to, but I think I have to.
And who is the GOAT of tennis, in your opinion?
I think I had to stick with Djokovic. I think I'd put Djokovic over Federer, too. So I don't want to do it. It hurts me to say, but I think the stats don't lie. I've always been a big stats guy. So
if you could play any other sport other than tennis, what would it be?
I played basketball growing up a lot. That's always been a sport that's always been fun to me, and I've always liked to follow. But I'd probably stick with basketball, too. I always love just playing in the off season too. You know, I can be in a gym and stuff like that, and that's always been so fun to be in a team. That's the thing about tennis is that, you know, you get a lot more team camaraderie in basketball. You get to be, you know, interact with guys a lot more. In tennis, you have to do that off the court a lot more because, you know, obviously you're solo on the court. So I think definitely basketball would be cool just to have the team. And I think you have to make up a lot of ground in tennis. And I think that's what our team does so well is that off the court, you know, you make up for the lack of a team chemistry on the court for what you do off the court. And, you know, talking to guys, doing events, watching other guys and cheering them on. I think that's what our team does really well.
All right. So since basketball is the other sport that you want to play, and this is like a worldwide question, who's better, Jordan or LeBron?
It's kind of same thing. Growing up, I'm always, you know, drank the Kool-Aid with Jordan. I think these last years, I don't know, man, I think I'm leaning more towards LeBron. It hurts me to say this one, too. After seeing awesome Olympics team, first of all, just to see what he did on that team, seeing him play with Curry is something that it was awesome to see. But I think if LeBron has it for a few more years, I think it's going to really solidify. I think he gets one more ring. I don't think it's going to be an argument anymore.
Yeah. So that appears to be all the time that we have. Thank you for joining me in this interview. Obviously, Austin Perny, senior here, Pendleton Heights tennis player. And good luck to this season to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And
pleasure.
Stay tuned for one final segment of the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Regenerative Health and Wellness, LLC. Optimal health through a natural approach located at 526 North Pendleton Avenue in Pendleton. Phone is 317-903-1791. Online at rhw-in.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Rollins House in Fall Creek Retirement Village, senior living from Cardin. Located at 300 JH Walker Drive in Pendleton, their phone number is 765-778-7501. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Community Sports and Wellness. Fitness, tennis, pickleball, and athletics. Located at 395 South Heritage Way in Pendleton. Phone 765-744-1606. Online at communitysw.com.
Back to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.
All right, back here in the studios here at WEEM. Bill White here, Liam Davis here, wrapping up the ASN Coaches Show, talking about the upcoming week. Now, again, I know it's Labor Day weekend. I want you guys to enjoy yourselves, have some fun. But, Liam, talk us through what's going on in the world of Arabian athletics for this upcoming week.
So, boys soccer will have two matches next week on the 3rd and 5th. On the 3rd, it will be against Greenfield Central.
Okay.
And on the 5th, it will be against Anderson.
All right. So, a couple of good action or good games there, some good action against some rivals right there. I like that. All right. What else?
Girls soccer will have a match against Avon today. That starts at 11:30.
Again, hopefully that gets going because, again, we're expecting rain off and on throughout the day. So hopefully they can get that in. Go Lady Arabians.
and they have a match on the 4th against Greenfield Central, and they will travel to Westfield on Saturday.
All right. What about the volleyball team?
So they will play at home against LaPel on the 3rd, and they will travel to Yorktown on the 5th.
All right, so hopefully we can get a dub not only on the 3rd, but traveling to Yorktown on the 5th. Again, you know, if you're not at home and they're traveling, definitely get on out there and to support the Arabians. All right, what's next?
Girls golf will travel to Noblesville on the 3rd, and they will also have a split match against Yorktown and Delta at home on Saturday.
All righty, and I know that our very own Layla Reeves is very interested in that because she'll be playing in some of those matches. All right, so good luck to the Lady Arabians. What else you got for us?
Boys tennis has a home match against Heritage Christian on Thursday, and they also have a Richmond Invitational on Saturday next week at Richmond.
Let's hope that the Arabians can bring home some hardware, some titles in the upcoming week. Last but not least, cross country.
So they have a meet next Saturday. It's the Marion Invite at Indiana Wesleyan University, and that will be both boys and girls cross country teams.
Well, let's hope that they can both teams can pull out some victories there, especially as they travel up to IWU, Indiana Wesleyan University. I want to thank everybody that was a part of the show this week. We're going to thank Owen King and Austin Perney. I want to thank Michael Hooker for his contributions, although he's a little bit busy getting ready for the resumption of the football game that will happen a little bit later on this morning, hopefully around 10 a.m. Eastern is what we're hoping to get started here, so weather permitting. But for Liam Davis, I'm Bill White here. Thanks so much for listening to this abbreviated version of the ASN Coach Show. Next Saturday, we'll be back same time, same place, and the resumption of the full show from 8 to 9 a.m. Again, to keep up to date with us, make sure you follow us on all of the social media platforms. Also on our website, we've got the announcements as well as the sports schedule, as well as making sure that you follow all Arabian Athletics on all of their platforms as well, social media platforms, and at the Arabian Athletic website. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Cowan Chiropractic, located at One Plaza Drive, Suite 20 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-7399. Also online at CowanChiropracticCenter.com.
What makes education-based athletics in Indiana different from other youth sports programs?
Our coaches genuinely care about their student-athletes as people, not just as athletes. And their top priority is teaching and mentoring, not winning and losing.
Our student-athletes play for the love of the game. They have pride in their school and community. They want to represent something bigger than themselves.
Our parents and fans know the student-athletes on the team. They've seen them grow up and care about them. They paint their faces, pack the stands, and cheer loud and proud. I'm Robert Falkins.
And I'm Carrie Rosati. We're both assistant commissioners of the IHSAA. High school sports in Indiana couldn't be more different from other youth sports programs.
And we wouldn't have it any other way. Be a champion of high school sports and buy a ticket to your high school's athletic events.
This is keeping education in front of athletics. This is passion you won't find anywhere else. This is your IHSAA.
Thank you for tuning in to the Arabian Sports Network here on 91.7 WEEM.